name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Cadwal's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this Trinity Sunday. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer, to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today, as we celebrate the feast of the most holy and glorious Trinity, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Holy Trinity, united in love and in whose light we live and have our being. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith that we may evermore be defended from all adversities through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings, with two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the threshold stood at the voices of those who called. The house was filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 81, may the Lord bless his people with peace. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say glory. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. May the Lord bless his people with peace. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, "Abba, Father," it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, We know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today, my friends, we praise God in celebration of the life of the most holy and glorious Trinity, the divine communion of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so perfectly united in love and purpose that they cannot be divided in any way. Three persons, one God. God the Father, the Creator of all things. God the Son, the Word made flesh, who speaks the Word of God, revealing his love to us, who lived among us, and who on the cross reconciled us to God and made it possible for us to share a new life with God. And God the Holy Spirit, who lives in our hearts and leads us on our earthly pilgrimage to our eternal home with God in heaven. It is in sharing the life of the Holy Trinity, the life of God, that we live and have our being. In our own daily lives as individuals and as a community of God's people, we are called to mirror and reflect the life of God, the life of the Holy Trinity, to the wider community and to the world. We are called to love one another as God loves us, to be united in purpose in bringing the love and peace of God to a world in desperate need. All around the world we see the darkness of war threatening so many. So many live in fear. So many have lost loved ones or have been injured themselves. Closer to home, We see many who suffer loneliness, many who find it difficult to provide for themselves and their families. And through it all, we have seen that the forces for good are strongest when humanity is united in love in the face of evil and of all that threatens our peace and sense of security. At home, we see communities supporting one another in a myriad of ways, including food banks, providing warm spaces and companionship, safe places for people to meet together, and nations standing together in the face of aggression or disaster. As we celebrate the perfect unity of the Holy Trinity, the perfect communion of love, which is God, as we give thanks that God has called us to live as members of his family, the communion of saints, we give thanks that he shares his life with us. And we pray that we may continue to face the challenges which present themselves both to us more immediately and to humanity more generally, united in love with one another and determined that God's will for us and for his world will prevail. As we ponder the mystery of the Holy Trinity, three persons yet one God, may we see a reflection of the life of the Trinity in all humanity, many nations, yet one body of humanity, one human family the world over, gloriously diverse, yet strongest when united in love and peace. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. May the Church shine as a beacon of light and hope throughout the world, reflecting the perfect unity of the Holy Trinity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Yemen, the Sudan, and the Holy Land, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May humanity discover a new unity, bringing the hope of peace and justice for all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we, in our lives and relationships, reflect the love and the unity of the most holy and glorious Trinity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. Peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all your ways, and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory. Holy and eternal Trinity, one God, now and forever. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, joining our family here in Gellie Gair and Gilvach for our service of home worship. It's really good to have you with us. I wish you all a very happy, peaceful, safe week to come, and hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Yet not its glorious way. Alleluia.